Well, it was a long meeting between President Barack Obama and BP officials yesterday at the White House. But when it was through, BP Chairman of the Board, Carl-Henrik Svanberg, had this to say.
We are announcing today, as you heard from the president, a $20 billion commitment to make sure that all proper claims are handled swiftly and fairly.
But what are the parameters of that $20 billion commitment? Barack Obama was talking about escrow in the days leading up to this meeting. Commitment? Is it an insurance policy or is it actually cash on the barrelhead? Here to discuss it, of course, is Todd Zwillick, who was there as the BP officials emerged from that meeting. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
And Richard Nagareda is the law professor at Vanderbilt University and author of a book on compensation funds in mass litigation. Good morning, Richard.
Morning.
So, Professor, you know, there's something that's sort of puzzling to me here. This is not the result of mass litigation. This is some sort of upfront commitment, assuming that there are going to be claims. What's the corporate sovereignty issue here? Did Barack Obama actually have the power to compel $20 billion out of the hands of BP Chairman Carl-Henrik Svanberg?
That's not entirely clear, John. A lot of this is politics rather than strictly legal matters, right? This $20 billion fund is not a cap on BP's liability. It is not a fund that requires people to choose between making a claim under the fund and maintaining their lawsuit. And there have been many, many lawsuits filed over the BP spill.
And investors seem today to be taking this in stride, at least preferring some sort of certainty for uncertainty. BP shares in London are up nearly 10% this morning. Todd Zwillick, sort of going on what Professor Nagareda said there, is it possible that BP just sort of went in there with a $20 billion deal and it was accepted right off the top?
Well, I don't know if it was accepted right off the top just because of the length of the meeting. It was scheduled for 1 hour and went to four. So they had a lot to talk about and a lot to debate. And people who were inside the meeting told us afterward that there were a lot of breaks, a lot of going into your corner to confer because there were sticking points in the meeting. We did know from the day before that a deal was in the works. I think the parameters of that deal, how much money up front, how much collateral, whether or not BP or claimants give up their legal rights, were probably all sticking points going in. But coming out, it seems like a great deal for claimants and not a fantastic deal for BP.
Well, did you count heads of the people that came out of that meeting? Were you able to have any idea who went in with whom there?
Well, we only got four people out who came and talked to the press from BP, led by Carl-Henrik Svanberg and Tony Hayward and two other executives from the meeting who we've all seen on TV. I believe the White House told us there were six from BP and maybe seven or eight from the White House. I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember the exact number, but something on the order of 15 people in the room.
Oh, Richard Nagareda, what's the principle here, the legal principle here? I mean, obviously, you know, if everybody just sort of agrees, there's no law involved. But as Todd said, there were many breaks. People had to go into their corners to work out various deals. What would BP's overriding principle be, do you think?
Well, it seems to me there are two principles. One is that they're in a very serious public relations situation. And so the notion of coming forward with this huge escrow commitment has got to be a positive thing for the company from a public relations standpoint. The second thing is that it will have something of a damper on the enthusiasm of plaintiffs' lawyers to pursue the existing lawsuits. The choice that plaintiffs' lawyers will have is, do I represent claimants in front of the fund, making claims to Ken Feinberg, which will be faster. My contingency fees may well be lower, but I can get the money faster, get money to my clients faster. Or do I really want to go through what could be many years of litigation with an uncertain payout at the end of the line?
So that's the trade-off there. And that's certainly what Ken Feinberg did on the 9/11 commission. Todd Zwillick, has there been any official or unofficial talk at the White House that they're willing to consider liability caps or liability coverages for the people who take this money, this $20 billion money?
Well, as it stands now, for BP at least, the White House points out over and over again, this money is not a floor, it's not a ceiling. They said it a couple of times. This, you know, should they wind up paying less than $20 billion, fine. But if claims wind up $50 billion, White House wants them to pay $50 billion. People who take the money, a claimant who takes the money on a claim, takes the money and then can't sue. However, the White House
But is that what they're saying? Is that you can't touch this money unless you agree not to sue? I mean, is that
on that on that particular claim, issue, John, but yeah. You can but you can come back for other claims and file them as many times as you like, and if you don't like the decision, you have the option to go to court. So
all right, how does this work practically? Professor Nagareda, I mean, can a company just take out an insurance policy and make this happen, do a credit default swap with Goldman Sachs and sort of create an imaginary fund? I mean, if I'm a shrimper, okay, and I'm looking at like $80,000-$90,000 worth of problems that I need the money for right now, what's the likelihood I would actually get this cash?
The likelihood, I think, is very high. My understanding from BP's press release was that they are going to make a structured series of payments basically every quarter. And in the meantime, the fund will be fully capitalized by the U.S. government. So basically, the $20 billion is there with BP committing to, put that money in over time. But the money is there right now for distribution.
So when you say capitalized by the U.S. government, it's kind of like a Fannie Mae thing. The Federal Treasury is actually going to print the money, but BP will make good on it. That's what the commitment's about.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. All right, Richard Nagareda, law professor at Vanderbilt University, author of a book on compensation funds in mass litigation. Todd Zwillick, any sign of Ken Feinberg yesterday?
Didn't see him. Didn't see him going to the White House. We were all looking for him.
He must, you know, between you and me, he must be going, oh, no, not again.
Again. Why do I keep getting this job?
Todd Zwillick, takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.